Gemara Mikaimis, and then I realized later I didn't include the Gemara in Ksuvis, so there's a separate sheet which is Gemara in Ksuvis. She does not have enough Ksuvis for everybody. So they're on the Bima, two sheets if you don't have, one sheet with the basic Gemara Mikaimis, and one sheet just the Gemara in Ksuvis. Hopefully you have the Gemara in Bava Kamma. I don't really know if you need a Gemara in Bava Kamma, but okay, it helps. Okay, basically, just to make life simple, the goal of this year is relatively simple. The Gemara has an Avaya in Bava Kamma. Zemen Avizel Ochoser, Yechayev Repati. The billion-dollar Shaida, which is discussed by many of the Rosh Hashivas, is what is the issue? What are the two stadim? What's the Shaida? Why should you be Chayev? Why should you be Pater? What are the two stadim of the Gemara? So that is the Shaida we want to discuss, but we want to discuss it in light of there seems to be a Machlokes Tosis in Bava Kamma versus Tosis in Ksuvis. They both ask the same Kasha, that there's a stira between the Gemara and Bava Kamma to the Gemara in Ksuvis, seemingly. And they give Tosis in Ksuvis, Bava Kamma gives one answer. Tosis in Ksuvis apparently gives a different answer. And the question is, why are they arguing? And there's a few questions, Minei Yubei and Tosis in Ksuvis. So really the main shear is to explain how Tosis in Ksuvis makes sense, how Tosis in Ksuvis understands the Avoy of Zenen of Ezel Chaser, and how it contrasts to the simple pshat, which everyone explains Tosis in Bava Kamma. Okay, so we want to explain what the Avoy is of Zenen of Ezel Chaser according to Tosis in Bava Kamma, and according to Tosis in Ksuvis. Okay, that's the goal this year. Just to get a quick run through of the Gemara, for those especially who did not learn the Gemara. The Gemara starts with a boy, and in Ksuvis in Bava Kamma, Chaf Amud Aleph. If a person's door b'chatzer chaver shalom idaito, a person moves into his friend's chatzer without permission, do you have to pay or don't you have to pay? So the Gemara wants to know what the case is. If it's zenene v'zeh chaser, means that the person who moved in is benefiting financially, and the person's house he moved in is financially losing. So then the Gemara says it's poshet that you should be chayiv. There's no room for an aboy. If it's zeh lo nene v'zeh lo chaser, two negatives, the person who moved in did not get any financial benefit because he has a different house to live into, and the person's house that you moved into is not financially losing. So the Gemara says, and it's pashut that you're potter. Where is he, a boy? The Gemara says, by zenene v'zeh lo chaser. The person who moved in financially is benefiting, because otherwise, if he wouldn't have moved in, he would have had to pay rent somewhere else. But the person from house you moved in is not losing, because he wouldn't have rented it anyway. The Gemara does not discuss the fourth case of zeh lo chaser v'zeh lo nene. That happens to be a machlokes rishonim. The Taisa says that you're potter because it's only a grama. Obviously, you can't be mechayev because of nene, because there's no nene. The only thing you can mechayev is chaser, which would be mazik. And Taisa says there's no chiyuv of mazik in such a case because it's grama. And the Rosh brings from the other Rishonim that say that you would be chayev and discusses why there's no problem of grama. Okay. The Gemara's maskana seems to be, we have again the Avoy and the Gemara is by the case of Zeh Nene V'Zeh Lo Chaser. It's not 100% clear, but it seems that the Gemara's Maskana is that Zeh Nene V'Zeh Lo Chaser is Potter. However, the Gemara makes an exception in order to explain certain prices, whatever, is that if there is a small amount of Chaser, so then you do have to pay not only for the small amount of the Chaser, but you have to pay for the entire amount of the nene. The Gemara brings a case that you moved into a house and you were zen nene v'zeh lo chaser, but you was a brand new house and therefore you caused the walls to get a little dirty. So there's a little bit of a chaser. So because of that, that's Shachrisa Dash Shaisa, and because of that little bit of a chaser, you have to pay for the entire nen. What is the logic for such a thing? Why, if you cause a little bit of a chaser, you have to pay for the entire nene? So at least the Shulchan Aruch says that there's some kind of lumdis of megalgalim, which is at the last mark on the page, and the Sma explains it that it's a two-step process. First is chal achiyuv of the pruta that you were chaser, because that's then nevezeh chaser on the first pruta. In other words, when you blacken the wall, so they got for a pruta, blacken the wall is a pruta worth of chaser, let's say. So therefore, for a pruta, zeh nene vizeh chaser is chayiv. So you're chayiv on the pruta. And then once you're chayiv on the pruta, because of zeh nene vizeh chaser, so there's some kind of lumdus of megalgalim, which I'm not exactly explaining now, and it's not the purpose of the share, that once you're chayiv a pruta, then we're megalgalim, and we pay the entire amount of the nene. Okay. That's going through the Gemara. The Shaida is, which is discussed in the Plain Yeshua and the Rosh Hashivas, is what is the two stadim? Again, the Gemara Safek is Zeh Nene V'Zeh Lo Chaser. What is the Shaida? So the simple pshat, Rav Aaron says that the simple pshat in the Gemara is that the Gemara Safek is there a Sibas HaMachayev called Nene? We in Baba Kama always have a Sibas Machayev of Chaser. Chaser is a Mazik. So that we know. But is there also a Sibas Machayev called when there's not a Mazik, nothing to do with Hilchus Nezikin, that I call you Hana? Is there a Sibas Machayev of Nen or not? That's Parshat Shad, the Gemara as a boy. And the Rav Aaron wants to bring the Raya that the Rama learns that that's Shad, the Gemara as a boy. It's not, it's maybe debatable. That's also not for now. But the Maisa, in the standard Meforshim on the page, they all say that that cannot be Pshani a boy. But Yeshua says it's Beferish, and it's pretty Beferish in Tysus. It's a plea on the Plain Yeshua, why it doesn't quote Tysus, but it's pretty Beferish in Tysus, but the Plain Yeshua speaks it out, because you can't say that the boy is whether or not there's a Sibas and Machayev of Nana, because that would mean that then the Gemara says that even if you hold Zen Nana, Zed Lo Chaser is Pater, you're still chayiv for zeh nene v'zeh chaser. So that if you learn Shah the Gemara as a boy, is there a sibah some chayiv of nene? So then the sad that zeh nene v'zeh lo chaser is potter. It's because there's no sibah some chayiv of nene. So why in the world should you be chayiv on zeh nene v'zeh chaser? According to Taifas Ashita, chaser alone is not a sibah some chayiv because it's a grava. And if Nana is not a Sibas Machayev, because we passed in Zen Nana Vizeh Lo Chaser is Potter, and if you learn that Gemara is a boy, if Nana is a Sibas Machayev, that means we're passing that Nana is not a Sibas Machayev. So you have two non Sibas Machayev, so it's like two dead horses. So why in the world, if Nana is not a Sibas Machayev and Chaser is not a Sibas Machayev, why should you be Chayev? Even according to the Rashitas or the Rosh, that says that you're chayiv on chaser. Chaser is a sibas and a chayiv here. It's not a grama, but you're only chayiv on the chaser mitzad chaser, the amount of the chaser. You're definitely not chayiv more than the chaser. But we said that if you cause a penny's worth of hezek, then you have to pay for the full hana, and that's according to everybody. Even if you hold zeh nene v'zeh chaser, if zeh nene v'zeh lo chaser is potter. So why should that be? If the tzad that zeh nene v'zeh lo chaser is potter is because nene is not a sibas hamechayev. So the only sibas hamechayev you have left is chaser. So at best, you should only pay the amount of the chaser. Yet everyone says you pay the full amount of the nene. So basically, based on this kasha, the Pein Shua says it's mukroch. Taisus just seems to say, doesn't tell you where he gets it from. The Plain Shua, Taisus, and almost many, many other people, Taisus and Bob Basra says it, that the Gemara Zaboya is the way the seems a simple Shah and Taisus and Baba Kama is that for sure Nana is a Sivas HaMechayev. Even the Tzad of Zeh Nana v'Zeh Lo Choser is Potter agrees that in Lomdes, Nana is a Sivas HaMechayev. Except the Shaila is that there is a Piter. What's a Piter? Midas Taim. Since it's Lo Choser, so Lo Choser should give you a Ptur, a Midas Taim. Exactly how that works, also different people say it differently. It's not relevant for us. So the Gemara's Abaya is, are you potter because of Midas Taim? But everybody agrees that in Lomdes, Nana is a Sivas HaMechayev. The Shaila is Midas Taim Patio. There's only Midas Taim when it's not Nana. When it's Nana, there's only Midas Taim when it's not Chaser. When it's Chaser, then there is Midas Taim. There's no Midas Taim. And therefore, for sure, you're Chayev on the Nana. So that's how the Plain Shua says Pashiv Shat. And that seems, again, Ataivis and Baba Kama, that, again, so the simple pshat of the Gemara is that everybody agrees that in Lomdes, Nana is a Sivas HaMechayev. The Gemara Shaila is, are you potter on the Nana because of Midas Taim? Midas Taim would give, even though there's a Sivas HaMechayev, we're going to potter you because it's not chaser, so it's not right to charge for such a thing. Because you weren't chaser, so be about chesed, whatever. If, however, you were chaser, then at least for the amount of the chaser, then there's no midas taim. And then, like we said, of the megalgalim, and once it's not midas taim, and you have a right to charge for the fruta of the chaser, then the sman says we're megalgalim, and you pay for the entire nana. That's how the plain shua. Simple pshat in the Gemara in Baba Kama. Okay, this is all the background. Now we get to where we have the stira between Taisus in, not stira, the machlekes, between Taisus in Baba Kama and Taisus in Ksuvas. There's a Gemara in Ksuvas that wants to have a case of Kim Levi Dramine, where if it's Zor a Truma, so there's a chiyav misa and a chiyav tashlumim, because you got hanah from the truma, and the misa is because you were over the iser of eating truma, which is the iser of eating truma is only when the truma gets into your stomach, you nana from the truma, so they come with azachas, and therefore the dinah kimei b'dirahaminei. So the Gemara wants, and it's bothered by a problem that they don't come together, because the Isser Mamin comes once you pick it up. The Zohar picks up the Truma, he's doing a Maisa Geneva, and the Isser Chiyamisa only comes when you eat it when it's in your stomach and you're digesting the food. So the Gemara basically has a case at the end, that the case is where someone else stuck it into your throat, so you didn't pick it up. So the Gemara's problem is still, so what? You're making a kinyan and it's in your mouth. So the Gemara says, because you didn't go ahead and you should have given it back, and at that point you kept it in your mouth, so you're chayiv for the money. So again, the chiyav mamin comes while it's right in your mouth, and the chiyav misa only comes when you digest it. So the Gemara answers that the case is that the person stuffed it into your throat to the point that you were almost, it was matzin atzure adeatchak. And therefore, what Rav Rashi learns is that since the person stuffed it all the way down your throat, so you're not chayiv for not, there's no chayiv for not returning it because it is already disgusting. The food is already got into all your saliva. So there's no point in spitting it up, would not help the person. So there's no chiyuv, but the fact that you didn't spit it up. The chiyuv mamin only comes when it goes into your digestive system and you get nana. And the chiyuv misa also comes when it goes into your digestive system, because you could have spit it up at that chak, so there is a chiyuv misa. So therefore, the chiyuv misa and the chiyuv mamin come together. So again, the case of the Gemara is where someone pushes truma all the way down your throat. The food is already disgusting. Therefore, there's no chiyuv for mamin. Even though you could spit it up, there's no chiyuv mamin for not spitting it up because its food is basically worthless, or it came out worthless, it's disgusting, then when you actually don't spit it up and you allow yourself to swallow it, at the same time, you have two chiyuvim come together. There's a chiyuv misa for eating the truma, and you're also a chiyuv mamen for being nana from the truma, and the two chiyuvim come together, we get a din and kum lebe jirabim yinei. That's a gemara. Frektai v'zakasha, why are you chayev for nana, for eating the truma? Since the case is that the food is disgusting and there's no value, so it's nana v'zad ochaser. So what is it? The gemara wants to have a case of your pata because of kim lebe jirabim. There's no sivas, there's no chiyuv of the nana. That's the kasha. Tysus has in both places that the food, again, if someone stuffed the food down your throat, you could still spit it up, but even if you would spit it up, the food is basically disgusting. So there's no chiyuv of mazik, because that you allowed yourself to swallow, because that's not a mazik. So and the case, you're getting hanah from swallowing it. There's a chiyuv nana for hanah, and there's a chiyuv misa for the for being in your system, the two chiyuvim come together. And Taivis Kasha, there should be no chiyuv of nana. So Taivis and Baba Kama asks his Kasha, the top Taivis on Chafam Adai Ais. Taivis asks the Kasha, that he answers, Ho v'nana machmas achisaren shoyim etchila. That this is not in the realm of Zen Nana v'zen ochaser, because even though right now the person who owns the food is not chaser, but he was chaser in the very beginning because it had value when you stuffed it down the throat. So it had value, and therefore he ended up being chaser. So since and you look at the big picture, you look at from the very beginning of time, when the person stuffed the food down your throat till the end, there was a chaser. So there's a mechayev and then says Rav Nochem, it's Pashup Shana Taisus, even though the chaser was not done by the person who got the nana, the chaser was done by another person. So why in the world should you be chayev for a chaser that's done by someone else? He says it's no problem, because since, like we said again before, that really the sivus of mechayev is nana. Only reason you need chaser is just to take off meat this time. So it doesn't make a difference who does the chaser. Even if the chaser was done by someone else, it still is not me that's done for me to charge you, because it's, and you really should all pay me. You get nana. Edema, you say, it's me that's done for me to charge you because I'm not losing. So why be about chaser? But since I did lose, not that you caused me the loss, the other person caused me the loss, but the ma'isa, I lost. So therefore, there's no me that's done. But made, I have a right to charge you for the nana. And that's how Taisus is learning the case. So again, so according to Taisus, the answer to the Gemara in Ksuvis is that there's no problem of Zen Nana v'Zen Ochaser in the case of Ksuvis, because originally, before the person stuffed it down your throat, it had a value until there was a Chaser. Taisus in Ksuvis gives a different teretz. Taisus in Ksuvis answers because after the person stuffed it down your throat, and when you went ahead and you swallowed it, it still had a value of pachus mishavet pruta. So you went ahead and you did a chaser to him of a pachus mishavet pruta. And since we mentioned before from the case of shachusa dashaisa that we said that there's a little bit of chaser, you go ahead and you megalgadin all the chaser. Well, he doesn't use the word megalgadim. Since there's a little bit of chaser, you pay for the full chaser. So it's very good. Since there's a little bit of chaser, pachim shah pruta dika chaser, therefore you pay for the full chaser. You pay for the full nana. I said it wrong. Since there's a little bit of chaser, you pay for the full nana. And mameda, that's why there's no problem here. Zan nana vizan lo chaser. So we have, again, two different answers for this case. Taisa's answer is that the case in Ksuvis is not an infringement on the problem of Zen Nana v'Zen Lo Chaser, because there was originally a Chaser granted caused by the other person, but it's irrelevant. We don't care who brought about the Chaser. And Tavis and Ksuvin says, because there's a chaser right now of a pachas mishava pruta, therefore it's in the realm of Zen Nenev is a chaser. And once it's a little bit of a chaser, then you pay for the full price of the Nenev. Okay. That's the two terezim. So the shayla, there's a number of shaylas on Taisus and Ksuvis. The first shayla is that, why does Taisus and Ksuvis not like, obviously Taisus and Ksuvis disagrees with the Taisus in Pabakama. Taisus and Ksuvis makes a sukimta that the food it still had value. The Pasha of Shayla, the Gemara in Pabakama, in Ksuvis, is that the food, once it reached that stage in the person's digestive system, it lost its value. Taivis is basically making an okimta that it still has a value. The shayla is, why does Taivis seem to insist that it has to still have a value? Why couldn't Taivis say like Taivis in Baba Kama, that since it originally had a value, so it's chaser, and it goes into the realm of Zenenev is a chaser. So what is the Machlokes, why does Taivis and Ksuvis disagree with Taivis in Pabakama, that he doesn't hold that you can use the original chaser of the original chaser caused by the other person? What is the point of contention? Second problem, which is probably a bigger, more serious problem, is that the Taivis and Ksuvis says that the you had a chaser of a pachas mishava pruta, and since you have a chaser of pachas mishava pruta, you pay for the full amount. Because, like we find in the Gemara, when you blacken the walls, that you cause a little bit of chaser, you pay for the full amount. So the Marshal has a gasha that it's not such a good raya, because there you blacken the walls, you cause a hezek of a pruta, here you cause a hezek of a pachas mishava pruta. Okay. Tavis holds Pashas, he doesn't make for a difference. Okay, whatever, they discuss why Taisus, Tavis holds it is a riot. But the problem is that according to the Sma, it doesn't make sense. It's not just that it's not such a good riot. It doesn't make sense because the Sma says that the way it works, when you cause Hezek of a Pruta, you end up paying for the full amount, is because of a two-step process. Since you cause a hezek of a pruta, the hezek of the pruta makes it zenenev, a zechoser of a pruta, therefore causes a chalois chiyav of a pruta. And once there's a chalois chiyav of a pruta, we're megalgalim. Right? That's on the bottom of the page. Pirish. Kivin da koponim sorach l'shadei masha chosro. Megalgalim gamken ade also ma'ako masha nenev. But in the case of Taivis and Ksuvis, you don't have to pay for what the chashal, because in the case of Taivis and Ksuvis, it's only a pachas mishava pruta. A pachas mishava pruta, you don't pay. If a person only would do zen nana vizah chaser of the amount of pachas mishava pruta, if everything is just pachas mishava pruta, you would never pay. You don't pay for pachas mishava pruta. So the whole, since the Sma tells us that the whole way we are able to go, when there's a hezek of a small amount, you pay the full hana, is through a lumdus of megalgalim. And the Sma says that the lumdus of megalgalim works, it's a two-step process. First is a chalois chiyuv on the amount of the chaser. And then it moves up to pay the full amount, but in Tavis and Ksuvis, you can't say that. So either it's a cash on the Sma, so then maybe the other pshat megalgalim, not like the Sma. Now you could work out, come up with a different shot. But at least, either Akash and Smar, Akash and Taisus, but it doesn't Taisus the way, assuming Smar is right, obviously. So the Smar tells us that the way it works is through the system of Megalgalim, that first you have to have the Chiyav and the Pruta, and then the Chiyav and the Pruta goes up to everything else. So that doesn't work in Taivis and Ksuvis' case. So how does Taivis and Ksuvis say that this is diamond in the case of blackening the walls, that since it's a small amount of Zen Nenev Zeh Chaser, you pay the full amount, there's only the amount of Zen Nenev Zeh Chaser is only Pachlit Mishavah Pruta, and you don't get a Chalos Chiyah, so this Maz Lamdis doesn't apply. That's question number two on Taivis and Ksuvis. Question number three on Taivas and Ksuvis is a Birkas Taivas question, which he asks the question is that Taivas and Ksuvis goes out of his way to make the point that originally, before the person stuffed it down your throat, it was Shavet Pruta. And he wants to know there was no reason why Taivas had to say that. Taivas could have said that originally it wasn't Shavet Pruta because it's Truma, Truma doesn't have so much value. And you still got a Hanav of Shavet Pruta because you wouldn't eat Truma. He says you don't eat Truma. You eat, you're paying for the Hanav that you got, and you get the Hanav of that you benefited from a certain amount of food that went to your system. And therefore there's no reason why Taivas has to go out of his way to say that it started out worth a more than a Pruta. He says it's not relevant. It's Bishlama Taivas and Baba Kama. Who answers the kasha of Zenen, why it's not a problem of Zenen of Zeno Chaser, because it's the original Chaser. So he says, and it's not, then you would have to say that it started out worth a pruta, because you have to have an original Chaser. But according to Taivas and Ksuvis, that he's resolving the problem of Zenen of Zeno Chaser, not by saying there was an original Chaser, but by saying there's a chaser of a pachim yishav pruta, so there's absolutely no reason why Taivas and Ksuvis goes out of his way to say that it's worth the pruta. In other words, if to say in his question a different way, it seems almost as if Taivas and Ksuvis is trying to say like Taivas and Baba Kama, but Taivas and Ksuvis doesn't need Taivas and Baba Kama because he has a different answer to the question. So why is he mixing in the answer of Taivas and Baba Kama? Okay, I hope I didn't lose everyone. So we'll start fresh. We'll start with the answer. Okay, if the answer is you can follow even if you didn't get the questions. It's a nice answer. But a nice, I hope everyone followed. Hope so. The Maisa, I think a very nice insight. There's a Gemara in Sukkah. As we're flying through Shas here. There's a Gemara in Sukkah that says, the Gemara in Sukkah has an Abba, wants to know, the Pasuk says, Anaf Eis Avos. So the Gemara says, these are Hadassim. So you want to know, how do we know from the Pasuk that these are Hadassim? So it says, because the words mean a certain description of the leaves, and only Hadassim fit in that description. So the Gemara says, wait, there's another type of leaf that fits that description. There's some kind of leaf called a yarduf. I have no idea what that is, but apparently it also, the leaves are cover the branch in the same way, and therefore, how do we know that that's not, the Pasuk just describes an afes ovis, which is a description of the way the leaves cover the branch, and this other tree does it also. So how do we know that that's not what the Hadassim is? So the Gemara said, because that would be a chisar in Drachech HaDarkinayim, because that particular tree, the leaves are very sharp, and you can cut yourself on the leaves, and it's a lack of Drachech HaDarkinayim to go ahead, and it would be a lack of Darkinayim that Hashem would have said that the Hadassim, the thing what you're supposed to use for your Luduf, is something that you would cut your fingers on. That's the Gemara. So comes along Rabbi Chanan, and he brings this Gemara for it to prove a Yisayin and Shas. He says, obviously, the reason why this strange tree, whatever it is not Yotzei Hadassim, is because it doesn't have the mystical component of Hadassim. Right? If you can't go ahead, there's a reason why we Hadassim. We don't know what it is, but there's a certain mystical koyach, a reason of Hadassim. Obviously, the emes, the reason why this branch of this other type of tree is not Yotzei is because it's not Hadassim. It doesn't have the mystical reason of Hadassim. Even if a person would wear gloves and he's not getting his fingers cut, it's still not going to be, it's not Hadassim. Hadassim has to be Hadassim. So he says, obviously, the Siba, the real emes of Siba, why you're not Yotzei Hadassim, is not because Rachel is Arkenayim. That's what I'm saying. Let's say you couldn't get Hadassim. You say, oh, I know what's the problem. The Gemara says you can really be Yotzei with Yarduf. The only problem is drachecha darkinayim. So I'll wear gloves and there's no drachecha darkinayim. So it's ridiculous. Well, obviously, this is not the min of hadasa, and that the Torah gave the mystical koyach of hadasa. So he says that you see from here that drachecha darkinayim is not a diba, which is a simple reading of the Gemara, but it is a simon. That's what he wants, and he uses that to answer a sugya in Yevamis, which is not for now. That drachecha darkinayim, when the Gemara uses drachecha darkinayim or similar types of svaras in Shas, the Gemara doesn't mean that that's the reason of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the reason of the Torah. That's not the reason at all. The reason is because this isn't Hadassim. Hadassim have some mystical kayach, and this doesn't have that mystical kayach of Hadassim. It's like instead of using an esrik, one's using orange. Because it's a special inyan for an esrik, so a special inyan for Hadassim. Except that we don't know, because we don't know how to read the pasuk. So Drachecha darkinayim is the simen of what the pasuk meant. That's what Rav Elchanan says. So I would like, if possible, to offer a different explanation. That Rav Elchanan is right that there's obviously a different reason why you're not yotzi, and even if you would wear gloves and there is no problem with drachecha darkinayim, you could not be yotzi with this type of leaf for hadasim. But still, you could say that drachecha darkinayim is a siba. What's pshat? Pshat is, we have a rule, it's called istaka v'raisa bara alma, which means there's a siba rishayna and siba shniya. It could be, in other words, the Gemara is saying like this. The Gemara is saying that obviously drachecha darkinayim is a siba. Because Baruch Hu, when Hashem made the mitzvahs, Hashem made a drachecha darkinayim. So even if we don't know whether or not this yarduf is good, maybe yarduf really fits the bill, and in hashkafa it would have been good. But Hashem goes and says, "Wait a second, it's not drachecha darkinayim. Since it's not drachecha darkinayim, so that causes that Hashem never made it hadasim. So it's a siba for a siba. Right? You can have a simit for a siba, and you can have a siba of a siba." Rav Elchanan is learning that drachecha darkinayim is a simen that there's a different siba. And I would say, not like Rav Elchanan, that drachecha darkinayim is a siba, but it's a siba that there's another siba. And therefore, now that we have another siba, so again, if you wear gloves, you also can't be yaitzeh. Because, of course, at the end of the day, there's another siba. But there was a siba rishayna. The siba rishayna could have been drachecha darkinayim. You see, that it is passive. We don't, I'm not saying committing, but the Gemara, as far as we know for sure, that Siba definitely existed. And that Siba will create a second Siba. What does that do for us? We could say the same type of structure over here in Baba Kama. We have in Baba Kama, we have a Svara that Zen Nana is, the Gemara is in a boy, what is Zen Nana Vizen Ochazer? We said before that the simple pshat in the Gemara is a boy is if Nana is a Siba Samachai. However, we had the Kasha of the Plain Yeshua, two dead horses. So we said that no, everyone agrees that Nana in theory is a Siba Samachai. But the point is that your Kwai Shaina is maybe that you're Potter because of Midas type. So using the same structure as we sang in Sukkah, I would say that on the tzad that midas tayin makes you potter, so that's a simen, that's a siba, that you're potter because you're potter. In other words, Hashem's not going to make a siba samachayev, just like we said by these yarduf. Hashem's not going to make that this has a mystical kayach of adasim. When Hashem doesn't want you to use it because of drachecha darkinayim. So even though really there should be a siba samachayev of nana, but since l'maisa you're not going to be chayev in nana because of midas time, so memeira Hashem doesn't make a siba samachayev of nana. In other words, the reason why there's no siba, you end up at the end with no siba samachayev of nana, But the reason why there's no Sibas and Mechayiv and Nena is not because in theory Nena doesn't have the Kayach, it's because since there'd be a Ptur of Midas Taim, so then why should we make a Chiyuv and then Patur you? So stack over Raisa Boraham, Hashem knows that a Maisa, you're going to be Potter as Nena because Midas Taim. So Memele, he doesn't create a Sibas and Mechayiv of Nena. Right now, what happens when we get to Zen Nana of Zen Chaser? So the Yeshua's kasha was, it's two dead horses. It's not two dead horses. Because Chad is like this. Be'etzem, Nana was a Sibas and Mechayiv. The only reason why Nana didn't become a Sibas and Mechayiv is because it's Midas Taim. So when you have Zen Nana of Zen Chaser and there is no Midas Taim, so then it makes sense, and then it's a Sibas and Mechayiv. So what we're able to do is to get our cake and eat it. We can basically say that the tzad of Zeh Nene, the Zeh Al-Khasr, is Potter, is because Nene is not a Sibas and Mechayiv. And yet we can still say that Zeh Nene, the Zeh Al-Khasr, is Chayiv, and there's no problem of two dead horses. Because what we're trying to say is as follows, is that really in Lomdis, In theory, Nana would have been a Sibas and Mechayiv. There's a Yashris in a Mechayiv for Nana. The reason why Nana, the Gemara has a tzad, and the tzad is Zen Nana, the Zen Al-Khasr is Potter, is your Potter for, there's no Sibas and Mechayiv. The reason why there's no Sibas and Mechayiv is because there's no point to create a Sibas and Mechayiv because you'll be Potter anyway. So whether Hashem going to make a Sibas and Mechayiv and then make you Potter because of Midas Taim, that's silly. So there's no point in making a Sibas and Mechayiv. Just like there's no point, you're not going to make that this is a valid Hadassim if you can't use it for a Kedrochev HaDarkinoya. So we're not going to make a Sibas and Mechayiv. That's just silly. We don't want to make you Chayiv. We don't want you to pay. It's Midas Taim. So we're not going to make a Chayiv. So the Midas Taim is a Siba that you're Potter. Once Midas Taim is a Siba that you're Potter, however, therefore when you take off the Midas Taim, then you don't have that Siba, so then you're Chayiv. What does this do for us? It goes ahead and it basically answers Taisus in Ksuvos. Because as follows, going through the Cheshbon. Typhus had a kasha in Baba Kama and in Ksuvos, why in the case of when the person stuffed the food down your throat, and now when you swaddled it, the last second, it was worthless, so why are you paying on the nene? Is that nene? Is that a chaser? So Taivis and Baba Kama answered, because the Nene came about because of the Chaser, because originally it was worth a lot of money. So we said, Nochem Asakasha, but why are you Mechayim me for that Chaser? I didn't do the Chaser. So he said, yeah, but it takes off the Midas Taim. Because if I said, there's no Midas Taim if there was a Chaser. So that's fine, it makes sense, if you say that basically there's a Sibas and Mechayim and Nene, like the simple pshan the sugya, and the reason why we're pathering you is only because of Midas Taim. But we're trying to say that at the end of the day, there's two reasons to be pather. Midas Taim, there's a svara Midas Taim, but once a svara Midas Taim, then you're pather even without Midas Taim. There's a ptur because Hashem never makes nana mechayiv. In other words, the fact that zeh nana v'zeh al-chaser is Midas Taim is the reason why Nen is not a Sibas and Mechayiv in the first place. So now you have a crazy case, this case in Taisus, where there's no Midas Taim. We have a Zeh Nen and a Zeh Chaser without Midas Taim. That's like the example I'm giving, saying with this Yardiv, that you have a case of Yardiv which is not going to cut your fingers because you're wearing gloves, or because the Yardiv doesn't have, this particular Yardiv doesn't have thorns. Once the Drachev Adarke Noyam says that we don't want you to use Yardiv, so it's not Hadassim. You can't use it. Even without Drachev Adarke Noyam, it's not Hadassim. So the same thing is true with Zen Nana V'Zen Al-Chaser. Zen Nana V'Zen Al-Chaser, the starting point is Nana should have been Chayiv. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not make Nana Chayiv, because Nana Vezad Al-Khasr is Midas Daim. Now we have a case where it's not Midas Daim, because it was a theoretically, it was a Zen Nana Vezad Al-Khasr, but because it was brought about by the Khasr or somebody else, so therefore it's like a Dover Acher somehow grumbled that it was, and it's therefore it's not Midas Daim. So it's not Midas Daim. But the Maisa, it's Zen Nana Vezad Al-Khasr. And the Torah never made a Sibas HaMachayiv and Zen Nana Vezad Al-Khasr. So that would be the machlokes between, I would claim, between Taivis and Baba Kama and Taivis and Ksuvis. Taivis and Baba Kama learns that the only, that really Be'etzem Nana is a Sibas HaMachayiv, like we started in the beginning. The only reason why you're Potter is because of Zen Nana Vezad Al-Khasr. Therefore, if you have, even if for some crazy reason, for some Zaitik, Dabrach, or Garmla, whatever it is, some Zaitik, a reason why it's not me this time, you know, let's say it's not me this time because I'm a pauper and I'm dying of starvation and you're the richest guy in the world and you should be giving me staka. It would be the same thing. According to Taisus, if you come up with any crazy explanation why it's not me this time, so then the Sibas HaMachayiv, because Be'etzem, Nana is a Sibas HaMachayiv. According to Taivis and Ksuvis, once there's a normal case of a Zen Nana, the Zen Al-Khasr is a Midas time, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't make Nana a Sibas and Mechayiv. So even if you have some crazy case that for some reason there's no Sibas, there's no Midas time, then it's not a Sibas and Mechayiv, so you're still Pater. So therefore Taivis and Ksuvis couldn't give the answer of Taisus in Baba Kama, because Taivis and Ksuvis couldn't give the answer to Taivis and Baba Kama, because you need a Sibas HaMachayiv. Once the Maisa, there's a second reason why you're Potter. You're Potter because Nana is not a Sibas HaMachayiv. Therefore, his answer has to be that this is a case of Zen Nana is a Chaser. Once the kid's in the case of Zen Nana is a Chaser, how did they get into the case of Zen Nana is a Chaser? Because there is a Chisarin of a Brut, of a Pachlin Shah Brut, but it's still Chaser. So it qualifies for this, it's labeled as a case of Zen and of Zen Chaser. So then there is a Sibas HaMachayiv, because this is grouped as it does fit into the category of Zen and of Zen Chaser. The Torah says Zen and of Zen Chaser, there's a Sibas HaMachayiv. We ask the Kasha. So very nice that there's a Sibas HaMachayiv, but the Maisa, you should be Potter, because you can't say the Smaz reason here, a Megalgalim, which means to say it now this is the beautiful step. I think it's a beautiful step. And what we're saying is that according to Taivis and Ksuvis, there's really two reasons why you should be Potter. They're both right. Taivis and Ksuvis agrees with Taivis in Baba Kama, that even if Lu Yitzur Nana was a Sibas HaMachayiv, there's a Paiter of Midas time. But he holds that Paiter brings about another Paiter. So there are two Paiters. There's a Psur of Taivis and Baba Kama, that it's Midas time, like Taivis and Baba Kama. And there's a Psur that there's no Sibas HaMachayiv, because Midas time makes it, the Torah doesn't make a Sibas HaMachayiv. So Taivis and Baba Kama takes off the problem that there's a where's your Sibas HaMachayiv? He answers because it's Zenana Vizachoser, because it's probably Sharbuta. That solves the problem of where's your Sibas HaMachayiv, but it doesn't solve the problem of Taivis and Baba Basra. Taivis is Einochinami. The Taivis and Ksuvis will also answer like Taivis and Baba Basra. The answer the kasha of Taivis and Baba Basra, which is exactly what the Birkas Avram is saying, that Taivis and Ksuvis goes out of his way to say that it started out to Shavapruta to say like Taivis and Baba Kama, because he also needs the teretz of Taivis and Baba Kama. So I'll say that again. There's, according to the way I'm setting up Taivis and Baba and Ksuvis, there's really two reasons why you should be Potter. The starting point is like Taivis and Baba Kama. Nana is a Sibas HaMachayiv, but even though Nana is a Sibas HaMachayiv, Zen Nana v'Zen Al-Khasr should pater you. The solution for that is, like Taivis and Baba Kama says, that since there is a, this particular case, I got the net, you got your nana through my chaser, even though the chaser was caused by somebody else. So therefore, it's not me this time. Therefore, the nana is mechayev you. But Tavis and Suvis holds that that alone is not enough, because there's another reason to bat you. Because once it's in a stomach case, if Zen and if Zeno Chaser is me this time, so Kosh Baruch Hu never put a Siva Samachayev on Zen and if it's a Chaser. He only, Zen and if it's a Chaser, he only put a Siva Samachayev on Zen and if it's a Chaser. But never put a Siva Samachayev on Zen and if it's a Chaser. So Tavis and Suvis has to create the Siva Samachayev. He creates a Siva Samachayev by putting this into the category of Zen and of Zen Choser. How does he do that? By saying this Pachim Mishava Pruta. But he still has to go ahead and deal with Tavis in Baba Kama's problem. Because even if you make the Siva Samachayev, so you're just moving it back, now you're exactly like Tavis in Baba Kama. Tavis in Baba Kama always assumed there was a Siva Samachayev. So that's the Pashas. That's where Plain Shua sets it up. That there's a Sibas and Mechayiv, except the Zen and the Zech Melchos is Pater because of Midasayim. Tavis has to explain why Midasayim doesn't apply to the case of Suvis. Tavis and Suvis, it just has an additional step. That the fact that Zen and the Zen Melchos usually has a Ptur of Midasayim, the Mayor of the Torah never puts a Chiv in the first place. Therefore, Tavis and Suvis has to go ahead and explain why that case is not a case of Zen Nana Vizeto Chaser. It's a case of Zen Nana Vizeto Chaser. He accomplishes that by saying it's Apocalypse Mishal Putos Chaser, so it is labeled as a Chaser. But then the Maisa, Tavis and Suvis, will still have the same problem as Tavis and Baba Kama has. That usually, even if there is a Sibis and Machayev, you should be Potter and a Maisa because of me this time. And he has to give the same answer as the Tavis and Suvis. And once he gives the same answer to Tavis and Suvis, that's why he had to say it started out as a Shavaputa, and then you can have also the smack. It starts out as a Shavaputa, therefore there's no problem of you can mechayev him a pruta, and once you mechayev him a pruta, then you're megalgalin from the pruta to everything else. Right? In other words, what started out, what happened is this object was worth a pruta. The person ate it, he got hanah of more than 10 prutas. Even though it's an unusual case, it gets more hanah than it's worth. That's the Birkas Avram, because the lack of value is only stemming because it's truma. But you got more hanah than the value of the object. So the object is worth a pruta. Then when it then went into your throat, it's worth less than a pruta. Then when you ended up swallowing it, you got hanah 10 prutas. So since you got no 10 putas, there's a sibas and mechayev a nana because it's zen nana is a chaser because it's pachim mishar pruta. And the ma'isa, you would be chayev a pruta because there's no midas time of tavis is midas time because it started out worth a pruta. Once you get a chayev a pruta, then you can go ahead and megalgad him to mechayev for the 10 putas. That's basically what I want to try and say. So I'm going to add one last thing. So the basic vort that we're trying to say is as follows, just to summarize the one vort. If you want to, I like to claim that there's a machlokes, Tosfos and Tavis and Suvis. And what Tosfos learned, what we basically said a little bit from Rav Aaron in the beginning of the sugya, in a certain sense, that's a machlokes. Rav Aaron said that the simple pshat in the sugya is that the Gemara is a boy is whether Nana is a Sibas and Mechayev, but it doesn't work out because they're playing Shua's Kasha of two dead horses. Therefore, the way everybody the Typhus learns is that Nana is definitely a Sibas and Mechayev, but the shot is whether you get a Ptur or not because of me this time. And we're saying that Typhus and Suvis holds that's true, but then there's a second step. That once you get the Ptur of me this time, then Nana stops becoming a Sibas and Mechayev. But the only Sibas and Mechayev is that Nana is a Chaser. Two dead horses. It's not a problem of two dead horses since in Be'etzem, Nana should be a Sibas and Mechayev. The only reason why Nana is not a Sibas and Mechayev is because of Midas Daim, and there's no Midas Daim when it's Chaser. So there is a Yashra between Mechayev and Nana is a Chaser, so it's not a problem of the two dead horses. So the Machlaikas, what we're basically saying between Tavis and Tavis and Suvis, is whether on the side of Zen Nenev is Lo Chaser is Potter, are you Potter for one reason or two reasons? According to Taifas and Ksuve and Baba Kama, you're Potter because the Etim there's a Sibas and Machayev, except you're Potter because of me this time. And according to Taifas and Ksuve, the fact that there's a me this time makes that there's no Sibas and Machayev. I just wanted to end that I thought this answers a very difficult question in the Sugya, which we actually worked on when I was giving share, and a little bit we spent it, and we got stuck. We said some wild answer, but this I think is much better. The Rush goes ahead and brings, we mentioned in the beginning that there's a machlokes rishonim, whether zeh chaser v'zeh el nen is chayav. So the Rush wants to bring a raya. Taifas holds your potter because your grama. The Rush wants to bring a raya that you're chayav. What's his raya? Because the Gemara brings that they sent the shayla of Zeh Nenev Zeh Lo Chaser to Rav Ami. What's the din of Zeh Nenev Zeh Lo Chaser? So Rav Ami answered, V'chi ma'oselo Zeh ma'chosro ma'aziko. In other words, for some reason, I can't explain why, Rav Ami didn't talk straight to the point. They asked him, Zeh Nenev Zeh Lo Chaser chayiv? Should have talked straight, and he said, no, Zeh Nenev Zeh Lo Chaser, it's not chayiv. Instead, he said, well, you don't have a sibas a different sibas amechayiv. You're missing a different sibas chayiv, so therefore you're potter, because you're missing the chaser. You're missing the, if you would have chaser, then there'd be a sibas amechayiv. Since you don't have chaser, you don't have a sibas amechayiv. So it's through the inference. Rav Ami answered the question through the inference. They asked him, is nana amechayiv? He said, well, that is not Mechayev, because you're not Chayev because you don't have the Sibas of Mechayev of Chaser. So meanwhile, so the Rush makes a diak from Rav Ami's Lashon that Chaser is a Sibas of Mechayev. The fact that Rav Ami answered that, why should you be Chayev if you don't have Chaser? Mashma, if you had Chaser, you'd be Chayev. So we see that Chaser is a Sibas of Mechayev. That's what the Rush says. The problem is that the Rush's diak is Pli Atzuma. Because everybody in the world agrees, and then Zen Nenev is a chaser is chayiv. So when Rav Ami said you're not chayiv because it's chaser, who said he meant that it would be chaser without Nenev? You'd be chayiv. He maybe meant to be chaser with Nenev, because the question they asked him is, are you chayiv or Nenev? So he said, why should you don't have chaser? So it means if you had chaser, then you would have Zen Nenev is a chaser, and you'd be chayiv. So so how does the Rosh bring a diag that because from Rav Ami's Lashon that Chaser alone is Chayiv? When he said you don't have Chaser, it could be he meant you don't have Chaser, and there if you don't have Zeh Nenev is a Chaser. Furthermore, especially if you learn like the simple pshat, it's even better to learn the Rav Ami that way, because they asked him, are you Mechayiv al Nenev? So what's Rav Ami saying? You don't have chaser. We weren't asking you as chaser. We were asking you as nene. If you learn the simple pshat, like Taisus and Zen nene v'zeh chaser, it makes sense. They were asking about you mechayev as nene. Rav Ami says, listen, in order to mechayev as nene, you need a chaser, even a penny of chaser. You need a chaser to take off the meat this time so you can be mechayev as nene. So you want to know the mechayev as nene. Well, where's the chaser? You need the chaser to allow it to be mechayev as nene. So fakir, if anything, it's more mashma. It's because he meant that you don't have chaser, and therefore you don't have the mechayev and nene. Then he's speaking more to the point. So where in the world does the Rush have a right to say that Rav Yisif and Rav Ami, and basically this is brought down the halacha and the Shulchan Aruch, the Tur, that breaks on this diak, the paskins halacha, not like Taisus, but these other Rishonim, that there's a mechayev of chaser, and it's not a problem grama. What's the raya? Then they have a whole problem. How can it be a sibas and mechayev? It's grama. He has to say whatever the Torah that was to get rid of the grama. The pashas is no diak. So I would say that it's only on this chakira, because if you learn pshat, like the simple pshat in the sugya, that nene is a mechayev, when zeh nenev is a chaser, really you're not chayev for the zeh nenev is a chaser. You're only chayev for the nene. The chaser is only serving a side point to go ahead and remove the midas type. So then, if that would fit very nicely in Rav Ami's Lashon, and the Rush would not have a diak. They asked the Rosh, are you chaya for Nana? He's saying this linen, in order to be chaya for Nana, you gotta have the chaser to take care of the side problem of me this time. And then you can be chayiv as nana, but you don't have that, so you can't be chayiv as nana. So this Rav Ami's lashon is very good. But if you learn, like we were saying in the Tavis in Ksuvis, we were saying that once there's a din of midas time, then there is no mechayiv of nana. So the mechayiv is only mechayiv of zed nana v'zed choser. So that you could say that the Rosh held that that's not mash for Rav Ami's lashon. Rav Ami said that you don't have choser. He didn't say you don't have nana and choser. In other words, according to the pshat that we're saying in Tavis and Ksuvis, it's a whole new Sivas of Mechayev. There's a Sivas of Mechayev called Nana, which not the Gemara is in a boy. The Gemaskana of the Gemara is that that's not a Sivas of Mechayev. There's a brand new Sivas of Mechayev called Zenana v'Zechoser. That's a separate Sivas of Mechayev, according to Tavis and Ksuvis. Right? Now, that's the difference. According to Tavis and Baba Kama, even at the end of the day, when you have zed nana v'zed choser, the sibas of mechayev is nana, and choser is doing nothing in the sibas of mechayev. Choser is just solving the problem of midas tayim, but the whole sibas of mechayev is a nana. But according to what I'm explaining, the way Tavis and Ksuvis, we're trying to say that no, that at the end of the day, nana is not a sibas of mechayev. There is no sibas of mechayev in nana. And when you have Zen Nana Vizachoser, it's a brand new Sibas of Mechayev called Zen Nana Vizachoser. So therefore, the Rosh could say that, listen, Rav Ami says you don't have a Sibas of Mechayev because you don't have Choser. He couldn't have mentioned you don't have the Sibas of Mechayev of Zen Nana Vizachoser because he doesn't mention the Sibas of Mechayev of Zen Nana Vizachoser. He only mentions you don't have Choser. He felt it's doichik in his lashon. If he meant to say you don't have the sibas mechayev zen nana v'zeh choser, he should have said where's that nana v'zeh choser? That's the name of the mechayev. He says you don't have choser, so it's mashma from the lashon of Ami that choser alone is the sibas mechayev because the obviously nana the rosh of we pass in zen nana v'zeh choser is potter, so nana is not a sibas mechayev. Zenan v'zel choser is a completely different sibas of mechayev. So the fact that Rav Ami said it's not choser means that he holds that choser is a separate sibas of mechayev. Okay, that's finished. Shukayach, everyone. Thank you for coming, and good night to everyone.